Here's Tom Ezern with this week's Plainsfolk essay.
I cannot recall a conversation with Brother Placid Gross that was not a delight. He is foremost a man of faith, who made his final profession under the rules of St. Benedict in 1967. Ever since, as a monk in Richerton Abbey, he has been known as Brother Placid. He was born and baptized, however, in 1935 as Aloysius Gross, one of 16 children of John and Magdalena Gross of Emmons County. Like most all Germans from Russia, when recalling his youth, Brother Placid adheres to a certain party line. "Oh, we worked all the time, never had time for fun," they all say. He recently told a magazine author, "All I did was work. In the morning, we did the chores and came in for breakfast and right after walked to school 1 mile." Which I don't entirely believe, because Brother Placid is a fun-loving, even puckish man full of humor. He made the New York Times in 2011 when the abbot liquidated the monastery's cow herd, of which Brother Placid had been the cowboy, actually in charge of all agricultural operations. Many were sorrowful on his behalf, and I'm sure there were unspoken regrets on his part, but not sorrow. Retirement as a farmer gave him more time for his other love, history, and, more particularly, the folklore of the German Russians. A product of that transition, Brother Placid's book, published in 2024, Prairie Wisdom, Folklore of the Germans from Russia. I'm not sure but what the title, Prairie Wisdom, is a bit of an inside joke. I think the ever-self-effacing author on another day might call it prairie foolishness, but if he did, that would be in the spirit of 1 Corinthians. There is a reason why over the years Brother Placid has jotted down and eventually published 277 pages of the observations, aphorisms, proverbs, and witticisms of his people. The author advises we can read his book from beginning to the end, but more likely we'll sample from topical sections of interest. Now, three of his siblings died in infancy, but inasmuch as most of the rest of them have lived to be 90 or more, and Brother Placid is out promoting his book at that age, perhaps we should start with the section on health, wherein we read, "One way to get rid of a wart on your fingers. Promise yourself not to look at it for a full year. After 1 year, when you want to look at it, the wart will be gone. If you go outside with a wet head, you will get pneumonia and die. If you eat snow, you will get polio. Oh, and the ultimate cure-all, chamomile tea, was prescribed no matter what the ailment. Chamomile has a soothing and relaxing effect, so it calms the nerves and eases the pain." Now, I'm going to skip the section of tongue twisters because, well, I'm on the radio, and go to Proverbs, the Sprichworten, for advice for our times. "Sauf dich voll und fresh dich dick, aber halt dich weg von der Politik." Drink yourself full, eat yourself fat, but keep yourself away from politics. You can order Prairie Wisdom, $25 and $5 handling, by sending your check directly to Brother Placid Gross at Assumption Abbey, Post Office Box A, Richerton, 58652. He dedicates the book to his mother, Magdalena.
Tom Ezern is a distinguished professor of history at NDSU. You can find his Plainsfolk essays and all of our podcasts at prairiepublic.org.